What's it been like to prepare for him?
Yeah.
Similar to any other kicker that we face, you know, you try and look at what the recent tape is and, you know, has anything changed? Obviously, we know him a lot better than we do a lot of kickers from around the league. You know, there's a little more background of the specialty kicks and, you know, but you realize coaching the player, you know, kickoff-wise, very challenging to see which direction he's going. And that was the case when we were coaching him, and certainly the case on tape, doing a good job.
When you came in, is there anything unique for you in your experience with Robbie in terms of coming in as a new face for a guy who had been in one place forever and you know, obviously a set routine, set ways, those kinds of things?
No, not really. I mean, we didn't change anything having to do with how, you know, how he was kicking or whatever the schedule was. It was, I'm sure the periods may have been a little bit different or where things happen in practice. Different head coaches have different places they like to do that. But there wasn't a major adjustment or anything.
How do you sort of characterize your time with him in the year and a half that you're with
him? I think it was positive. With veteran players, you learn so much from those guys, from their experiences. And, you're able to bounce things off of him. And, you know, he had been around some really good teams, guys, both here and in New England. And, able to get different perspective, especially the situational stuff. So it was good.
What were some of the things you were able to pick from him?
Just how other people may be coaching different, you know, situations. Just in terms of reflecting on how a player may feel about, some of the things asked of them and what's successful for them. Try and learn that from all the guys that we coach, not just specialists, but I think as coaches, there's a lot to learn from players and what they've been exposed to.
Kip, it's a player-walk situation. It's a good illustration as a special teams coach. It's a good illustration just how mental or how difficult it is to be consistently good and to have, you know, like have a play like he had and not really recover. Is that just an illustration how difficult it is for a kicker mentally to?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't want to speak to that exact situation, but kicking in this league is so tough. And, you know, with young players especially, and this isn't the case for all cases around the league, but young players especially at those positions, talking about punter, talking about kicker, talking about snapper, there's only one of the guys on the team. You know, it's not like, say you take an offensive lineman and, you know, things aren't working out. Well, there's seven other guys, you know, to choose from, or it's a linebacker or whatever. There's one guy. So if the organization felt like, hey, you know, we're not getting what we need out of that, you know, it's kind of an all or nothing type of deal. And, Blair's a heck of a kicker, and I'm sure he'll bounce back, and I'm sure we'll see him again.
We've asked you about a few of Connor's misses, but he hits the 54-yarder. When you went back and looked at that, what did you like about the entire operation there? Is there anything that he did that, you know, really stood out to you?
No, I mean, there's obviously a comfort in that stadium. I imagine that I didn't chart it, but he's probably kicked a lot more of his kicks in that stadium than he has otherwise, you know, having played for them. He knows the conditions and the field and all those things. I think that there is an operational adjustment when a guy, whatever part of that battery is, snapper, holder, kicker, not that one part of it's good or bad, it's just there's a timing element to that operation. I thought, you know, it was well within his range on that day, and he hit the ball really well, hit it clean.
Jeff, if the Giants return game, maybe some questions on whether it'll be Harris or Rainey back there. What's the difference between those two guys?
13 might be back there as well. 87's another guy who has collegiate background. They've got a lot of options. Dwayne Harris obviously has more tape when he was in Dallas and when he was in New York. Very physical returner, outstanding vision. Makes a lot of smart plays, you know, that kind of go unnoticed to the naked eye. He's sat down a couple of gunners who were peeking up at the ball, and he does a really good job at that. It's something that I think players do, and I think it's coached, and it's coached well. Rainey hasn't been back there as much, but, you know, there's a lot of tape on him. I'm talking about this year. There's a lot of tape on him, you know, in Tampa. So, you know, they're similar in that they're really strong runners. And Dwayne's done it a little bit more. But there are some common threads with those guys. And then, you know, you look back there and see 13, and, you know, he's not a bad player himself.
Have you considered opening up your competition at kick returner? And I guess who else would be there to compete with Deontay? Who else is an option?
Well, Kadeem's back there with him, you know, in every game. And there's some guys we've worked. I would say probably refer to the depth chart. I mean, we have not said, hey, you know, identified Deontay as an issue. If that were to be the case, I'm sure that we'd have some other candidates. But it's not like he's the only guy working in practice. There's a constant evaluation, a constant competition. If we felt like that'd be something that would help us, then we'd act on it.